May 29th, Crossing the Kidron. He went out with his disciples across the brook Kidron. John 18:1. It was across the brook Kidron that King David left Jerusalem in Absalom's rebellion. As he drew near the edge of the city, he stopped to watch the procession he'd been leading walk past. People wept bitterly as they feared the time of the great king had ended. Then they all crossed the Kidron. In fact, crossing the Kidron became a Hebrew idiom for leaving town with a kind of infamy. Yet David eventually returned to the throne. Before the cross, and sometimes today, it seems that Jesus has been removed from his throne. But know this, he too will return to it. Jesus himself tells us his hour has come. Mark 14:41, John 17:1. Nothing happens to Jesus but by his permission and glory. In fact, Nehemiah tells us that to the east of Jerusalem, near the Kidron, was the king's garden. Nehemiah 3:15. It was his time, and he was in his place. Jesus, too, would return to Jerusalem to be lifted up on a cross and proclaimed king. To be lifted up from the grave and proclaimed God, and to be lifted up from the earth and proclaimed returning, all in his time. Share with God your worries about your world where it does not identify him as king. Ask for the peace that comes in knowing he sits on the throne of the New Jerusalem.